Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, we're in constant dialogue with his management. We rate Logan really, really highly. He's a big part of our long-term planning. I think my sense is he's really happy in Sydney. He's got really strong relationships with his teammates. I think he's in Europe with Errol Goulden at the moment. So, we'll work through that together. And, we're really confident he'll be a big part of the future in Sydney.
Have talks started as well for Errol?
I think, Cal, we don't talk openly about our contract talks, but we'll work through that with his management, and he's another one that we're really keen to extend long term. These are good problems to have good young players, and retention will be a focus for us off the back of this trade period is keeping our really good young core group together.
Was your tactic, go back a week, I'm just interested in the tactics, because you had all these deals going on at the one time, and last Wednesday was a crazy day on the trade front. Did you want to get pick 25 out the door in that Dylan Stephens deal so that Collingwood and Melbourne now then go fight for the other picks after that? Is that a very simple way of looking at it?
No, not really. I mean, we also lost Dylan Stephens in this trade period, and he's a young player that we really rated, and we think he's got a lot of potential. He was out of contract, though, and so we were looking for a way to really maximise trade value for Dylan, and that was something North Melbourne were attracted to. So that was probably the driving factor behind that trade. It did mean that we didn't hold 25 anymore, which may or may not have impacted how the other trades flowed, but certainly if we didn't have it, we couldn't trade with it.
Makes sense. Now, you brought in the four guys, but also protected pick 12. How important was that as part of the strategy, and do you stay there? I'm sure clubs would have been trying to edge their way up for that pick. What's your sort of thought on that?
That was a priority for us to retain our first pick. We still want to go to the draft and go to the early part of the draft. If we can get forward, we'll look at it. We've made a few inquiries about that. There's still a fair bit to play out between now and the draft, so we'll keep having some conversations. But I think we'll look to come forward. But if we can't, we'll take 12 to the draft.
Now, before we leave, we go, and you appreciate all your time today. It was this time last year where someone from the Swans, Kinnear Beetson, actually managed to put Riley in his place for what he said was the worst question ever. Have you rated Riley's questions today?
Riley's questions are always excellent.
No, I'm off the hook.
Charlie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.